Sleep is good. Good sleep is better. There is hope for sleep. It's recommended that children in preschool sleep between 11 and 13 hours a night. School-aged children, between 10 and 11 hours of sleep a night. Adolescents, about 9 hours a night. And adults, 7 to 9 hours per night. Some people are genetically blessed to need less sleep by being able to sleep more efficiently. But when the rest of us sleep too little, consistently, we're not giving our bodies downtime to recover. Heart surgeon Dr. Oz says the number one best way to keep your growth hormones high is to get good sleep. What's special about growth hormones? Well, more muscle mass and better skin are two big factors. So, sleep good equals look good. Dr. Oz also notes the cycle of depression and insomnia. Maybe you're familiar with this. Those who don't sleep get depressed, and those who are depressed get insomnia. Another motivating reason for good sleep is that it may help you lose weight and prevent diabetes. Dr. Michael Bruce wrote a book on sleep and health where he says that sleep deprivation lowers your metabolism and increases your appetite, especially for high-carb and high-sugar foods. And what about irritability and distractibility? Well, you know how you feel when you get too little sleep. You can't focus as well, and perhaps you're a little more grumpy. Well, lack of focus, that's what we call attention deficit. And irritability, well, that can certainly lead to hyperactivity. Now, that's when we get too little sleep. When we get too much sleep, or when we sleep the right amount of time, but we still wake exhausted, we're either going through a restoration phase where our body's rebuilding and healing for a week or a month or a day, or our sleep is not quality sleep. Lack of quality in our sleep may come from poor health or other triggers. The trigger for poor sleep may come from your physical environment, your relationships, or your body. But the biggest trigger for poor sleep is in your mind. You may have started to wonder if there's any hope, or you may wonder if the commercials are right about you just needing more medication. Consider Marcy, a young girl who was having an awful time getting to sleep. She had done poorly on a test earlier that week. The class graded the papers during their classroom time, so others knew how poorly she had done. She tried hard, but the information just didn't seem to stick. Now she lay in bed at night, thinking of her test, thinking, "I'm so dumb. I should have done better. The other kids used to think I was smart, but now they know I'm dumb. I heard some of them snickering. I know they were laughing at me. My head hurts now. I can't go to sleep. I wish those dogs would stop barking. I'm hungry. Maybe I won't even study for the next test. Or maybe I should study harder. I wish those dogs would shut up. These blankets are itchy. In fact, I'm itchy all over. Maybe I should take something to make my headache go away." Marcy's mind game can continue for hours. All across the country, every night, a similar scene plays in the heads of children. It isn't much different for adults. If you're an adult, maybe you'll get up and watch TV or take an Advil. The children will usually just toss and turn. Is there any solution? What if I said no? Well, that's partially true. There's no one solution to your problem. There is no magic cure, no individual technique that works for everyone. You would believe that because you've tried so many things already. If the simple stuff worked, you wouldn't even be listening to this, right? But there is a comprehensive, simple solution designed around your personal needs. I can give you the tools and even some of the supplies, but you must collect the rest of the supplies and you must build a new environment to sleep in. It will not be easy, but it is rather simple. Most failure comes from not sticking to what works, even when there's a setback. Whether in business, in school, in music, in art, or in sleep, success comes from doing the right thing consistently. It's not complicated, nor is it very expensive. Think of this process like cutting out a shape from a piece of paper. I've outlined the shape on the paper for you. You already have the scissors, and I will have taught you how to sharpen the scissors if your case is particularly difficult. All you have to do is carefully cut out the shape of your sleeping experience. Remember what I'm about to say, it is key to your success. The more carefully and consistently you follow the outline I give you, the better will be the final product of your sleep experience. But don't expect perfection. Not even the greatest artists were perfect the first few times they cut out a shape. Be patient with yourself, and be persistent in applying these techniques. It's critical that you understand that this is a process. You must learn and then grow to become a better sleeper. For some, especially children, 1 week may transform them into great sleepers. For some children and other adults, the process will take much longer and occur more gradually. But in time, you will be a great sleeper, and you will wonder why sleep was ever so difficult. It is very important to remember, though, things will change for you in the future, even after you have become a successful sleeper. A relative may pass away, or you may have a job change. If a month or a year from now you find yourself sleeping poorly again, start over and rebuild your sleep routine. You will succeed again. Whether you are naturally a poor sleeper, or if you've developed poor sleep habits gradually over time, whether you are a child or a senior citizen, you can change for the better. Bedtime can become something that you look forward to instead of something you dread. I've seen this work over and over again, and it can work for you.